This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And this is new music from Chris Smither. Chris Smither grew up in New Orleans and landed in Boston's folk scene in the 1960s. He has the voice of a well-traveled, world-weary blues man, and over the years he's recorded 11 studio albums. Now he has a new one.
$100 Valentine, his first of all original music. This track is called Place in Line.
Yeah, you always see it coming. Somehow it's never really clear. Like the closest star by far, it's never really near.
Over four decades and 12 studio albums after he first came north, Smither is still living and performing in Massachusetts. He'll be playing at the Regent Theater in Arlington this coming Saturday. And he joins us now from New England Public Radio in Amherst. And Chris Smither, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
It's really great to have you. I followed your music for a long time. I love your voice. And this is a great album. I was surprised to learn that it's your first of all original songs. Tell me about how that came to be.
Well, normally, you know, most of the records are, 75 to 90% original stuff. But I always do a few covers. And this time, my producer, David Goodrich, he said, why don't you go back and do... I feel the same. Do, you know, these other songs that other people have been covering of yours that nobody ever gets to hear you sing. And I said, all right, you know, it's easier than trying to find something new anyway.
So you're covering songs
covering
by you?
Chris Smither.
Covering Chris Smither. That's fantastic. Well, listen, I'd love, I understand you've brought your guitar and you've agreed to play for us, so I want to get as much music into this segment as possible. Can you start us off with something?
Sure. Here's $100 Valentine.
Tell me why, yet a moment you're gone. I can't see anymore. That sun is rising, but it just don't shine. There ain't no light through my door. I flip my switches, but I don't turn on. There ain't a flicker.
Nice Nice job. Chris Smither, thanks so much. That's Chris Smither singing $100 Valentine. That's the title track off of his new CD. Chris Smither, that is such a great song. And it's great to hear you do it all by yourself. You've got a terrific version on the new CD. A little more rock and roll-y, I guess, but still just as bluesy. You got that harmonica thing going in there. I love your lyrics. I love how you write. The songs are so clever. I want to just read one of these lines. Such a great blues line. I can't go out. I can't stay home. I'm crying showers. My mind's a hurricane. I called a taxi about an hour ago, but I think he's lost in the rain. Nothing's going right for this guy.
Nothing.
not even the taxi. Tell me about the writing. Yeah, go ahead.
When we were recording that song, Anita Suhanen, who does the harmony vocals on that, sat down in the control room. She was reading, going over the vocals, and because she'd been listening to it and just sort of humming along and working on harmony parts, and that she hadn't really read the lyrics, you know. And she sat down and she looked at it and she said, "Aw, it's a love song."
You're such a lyrically driven writer, a real songsmith, but it's hard work, I've heard you say, right?
Oh, yeah. It's the hardest thing I ever tried to do in my life is write songs. I dread it. I mean, I sit down to write a whole batch of songs. I write them by the pocketful, you know, for upcoming projects. I don't just keep writing. And every time I know it's time to start generating a new, you know, double handful of songs, I think, oh, God, can I really do this?
And what keeps you doing it?
Well, I love having them.
Yeah.
I love having written them, you know. It's just it's wonderful to be able to go out and play them, you know, but the process of and the self-doubt and the worry about, you know.
You know, it's so just funny to hear someone who's been at this for so long and who sounds so confident and good doing it talking about self-doubt. Where does that leave the rest of us, Chris Smither?
Well, everybody has it, you know. I'm convinced that, you know, most people go through their lives doing the jobs that they do, you know, because most people are very conscientious, you know, and they wonder, you know, at times, you know, how close to the edge am I? Am I competent? Have I risen to my level of incompetence?
You grew up in New Orleans, moved to Boston in the 60s, and I guess you arrived here sort of in the middle of the folk scare or whatever you want to call it. What did you find when you got here? Why did you want to come up here?
Well, I had a very strong recommendation from Eric von Schmidt, who was a seminal figure in that whole scene in Cambridge and Boston. Mm. And I don't think he dreamed that I was just going to take him at his word and drop all my business and leave New Orleans and go to Boston, but I did. And I loved it. You know, I was lucky. You know, that's how I always look at it. I didn't have to get a job. I started getting work, you know, however minimally paid right away. And there were tons of little coffee houses and places to play all over town. And, in eastern Massachusetts, New York, and, you know, the New England states. And I just started doing well.
And it's home now and has remained home. We're talking to Chris Smither. Chris Smither, his new CD, $100 Valentine. And Chris, why don't you do us one more song off of your new CD?
Sure. I know you know what you got to do. Knowing it, showing it's just a part of it. But I got a clue. It ain't what I know that makes me blue. It's what I thought I knew. I lost a lot of things before you came. I know that losing is just part of the game. And I'm sure I'll lose more. But all the same, it ain't what I lost that makes me sad. It's what I thought I had. Thank you.
Well, it is what it is. Let it go. It ain't what it was, that's for sure. Things will be what they'll be in spite of me. Oh, you, even though it ain't what it is, it's such a sin. Oh, it's what it might have been. Yes, it is what it is. Just let it go. It ain't what it was. Now we know things will be what they'll be in spite of me. Oh, you, even though it ain't what it is, it's such a sin. What it might have been.
Fantastic blues from Chris Smither. $100 Valentine is the name of the new CD. That was a song, What It Might Have Been. Chris, I don't know what to say. I'm speechless. You're fantastic.
Thank you.
You said before
I'll take that.
No, it's really, really something, a really nice, soulful thing you've got going there. You said before that you make and sell records so that you can go out and perform, that performing is really your primary focus.
Yeah, it is.
Why is that? What do you love about that?
Well, it's just it's the contact. It's the generation of this intangible thing between the audience and the performer. The audience has a part to play, and the performer has a part to play. And between you build this ephemeral thing between you. It floats, in the best of times, it absorbs everybody. And then when the show's over, it disappears, and then you have to recreate it.
And how has your performance style evolved over the years?
Well, you know, it's something that every performer has to learn about, the essence of performance and how to break down that sort of artificial barrier between the audience and himself and become, my ideal performance is where everybody feels like I'm sitting in their lap, sort of leaning over to their ear and saying, hey, I got something to tell you. You know, really, really close like that. But basically, it's to remember that the audience is on your side. You know, it's not an adversarial situation. They want you to be good, and nothing makes them happier than realizing that they can relax. They're not going to have to hold you up.
That must be a breakthrough when you realize that. I mean, that must go a long way towards sort of calming the nerves when you realize, oh, yeah, the audience is on my side here.
Yeah, right. it's a hard thing to learn. It seems counterintuitive, but it's...
Chris Smither is going to be performing at the Regent Theater in Arlington this Sunday. His new CD is called $100 Valentine. There's a lot more about this on our website, radioboston.org. And Chris, I'm hoping you can play us out on something. And
sure.
Thanks so much for coming in. What a pleasure.
Thanks.
Preacher's on the corner, he been talking about the devil, but the world's heating up on a whole other level. If you don't want to know, don't listen, even though it's just a matter of time, for we all gonna blow it through a hole in the sky. What a way to die. But you can't get to heaven unless you know the score. Or if you don't know nothing, what you tell me for? I was better off dumb, sucking my thumb, trying to fit the lodge into the...
Chris Smither will be performing at the Regent Theater in Arlington this Saturday.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. And today we say goodbye to our incredibly capable intern, Meera Sharma, who's brought a touch of arts and class to Radio Boston in the recent months. So best of luck to you, Meera. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
It's in all the papers. You can read all about it on the front page. The story of the age.